Ladies and gentlemen, Chikara members, Chikarmi members, actually, more specific. I mess up every intro I do just about. It's rather pathetic. I am fortunate enough on this day, finally back after a week's absence. I do apologize for that. But I felt everybody needed a rest before they were subjected to the monumental guest that I have this week for my breakfast with Chikara. I mean, he's the whole shebang. We all know him as Johnny Gargano. Johnny, how are you doing today?
And the literal whole shebang. That is very true.
Yes.
It's monumental. I mean, you talk about breakfast. I love breakfast.
Really?
Breakfast is probably my favorite meal of the day.
Okay.
I think because every morning, this is how I start my day. I wake up around 2 p.m. Legitimately, this is legitimate. I wake up around 2 p.m., maybe 2 or 3, maybe 1 sometimes. One night, I randomly wake up at 12:30. I'm like, oh, God, come on. And I go back to sleep for another, like, hour and a half. You know, I can't wake up at 12:30. Come on. I wake up around 2 p.m. I go downstairs, and I make my fantastic blueberry protein pancakes. Mm. I am allowed one carb meal a day, and I use it in the morning. And I'm going to give a little recipe right now. What you got to do is you just got to take egg whites.
All right.
You take oatmeal. You take protein powder. You mix that all together. You put some blueberries in it. You cook it, you get sugar-free syrup, and it is absolutely delicious. And it's my favorite thing of the whole day. My day goes downhill right from there. So as soon as I wake up at 2 p.m., eat those pancakes, it's all downhill from there.
Now you still qualify that as 2 p.m. as breakfast. See,
it's got to be breakfast. See, I wake up. It can't be lunch. It's breakfast. Because normally, like, I don't go to bed until, like, poof. I was at the gym last night. I went to the gym at 1 a.m. and I left the gym at 5 a.m.
What?
So I got home. Yeah. See, I go big through the night. Everyone's sleeping. Everyone's around, like, sleeping, dreaming their little dreams. I'm in the gym squatting 350 pounds. Legitimate number. Very impressive. I'm very impressed with myself.
You should be. I can't even conceive of 350 pounds. So I am very impressed.
I'm sure in like a week, there's going to be a tweet that said I just got horrifically injured trying to lift 375 pounds.
Probably.
So we'll see in a little bit. Everyone's sleeping. I left the gym last night at 5 a.m. I came home. I've made it a habit to watch at least one episode of Boy Meets World before I go to bed because I have all seasons on DVD. I'm in season 4 right now.
Jeez.
And then I go to bed, and I wake up at 2 p.m., and I start everything all over again. I'm pretty much doing nothing all day. Like, I'm just hanging out all day until I go to the gym. That's the only thing I do.
Okay, I got a number of points to hit on here with all of this. First off is...
I threw a lot at you real quick.
You did. So let me make sure I've got it all straight here. Now, I understand the conceptual nature of, you know, what breakfast is. It's your first meal of the day. It's breaking the fast. But I'm a firm believer in the concept, say the McDonald's concept. The breakfast ends at 10:30. And after that, it's called lunch.
If that's the case, then I've never eaten breakfast before in my life. I think that's awful, by the way. I don't know why McDonald's has to be all racist and make breakfast end at 10 a.m.
How is that racist?
That's pretty racist, man. It's racist to us people who don't wake up till 2 p.m.
You're implying something by saying that it's racist.
It's racist to us people that don't wake up till 2 p.m.
So
we can't enjoy. And I mean, I can't eat that stuff anyway. I wish I could. I used to.
Sure.
I was a very fat child, as everyone pretty much knows by now.
Okay.
And I loved a mini deluxe breakfast as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Cinny Minis. Oh, from Burger King. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't do that anymore. I think it's a good thing, probably, that I don't wake up till 2 p.m. I can't indulge in any of that stuff.
That makes sense. All right, so you're a purist to the breakfast name, essentially. But do you always have, since it's your only carb meal, I guess, as you said, you only have the pancakes in the morning, right? You've never deviated from the content of the food when it comes to your breakfast? You don't have just like a sandwich when you first wake up?
No, I can't have that. That's just weird. I'm waking up. I can't eat a sandwich.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, but it's like 8 a.m. for me. Like, my whole day is just all, like, my time schedule is completely weird. So right now, it's about noon for me right now.
Okay.
Really, when you think about it.
So you're having lunch at this point.
Yeah, I did. I had chicken. I grilled chicken with onions in it. I used to wake up and I would eat egg whites, but like I got sick of egg whites. You get so sick of just plain egg whites.
Sure.
For anyone who's dieted out there, it's just awful.
Okay.
I can't even eat eggs anymore. That's why I put them in pancakes now, and they're delicious.
All right. Okay.
2 p.m., the pancakes happen, we're good to go.
Now,
that's breakfast.
You threw out the pancake recipe, but as an individual who has been looking for a good protein pancake recipe, I need some amounts. You kind of just threw out the oatmeal and the protein
powder. Okay, I'll give you some amounts.
All right.
I've been toying with my amountage here and there because I'm very experimental with my cooking.
Okay.
I think I'm a great cook. I grew up in a restaurant, actually. My dad owns a restaurant. He owns a catering company, so I pretty much grew up in a restaurant.
Yeah.
And why I was fat, because I got free food all the time. but I think I'm just really... I think I'm a great cook, because I'm just willing to throw stuff in a pan just see what happens. I think that's why I'm so good. It's the same thing with wrestling. I just throw stuff out there. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of describes me very well.
Okay.
But as far as the amountage, I like to use 5 egg whites. Put it in a bowl, maybe 1 scoop of protein powder, and then maybe 2 scoops of the oatmeal, if you get just the whole grain oats.
Okay.
Not any packets or anything, just a whole big tub of oats.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 2 scoops there. You mix that up. Then maybe get some blueberries, some natural blueberries, maybe the frozen kind. I like those the best. There's no sugar added. Pour those in there, mix it up, and you kind of separate it, put it in the pan. And it cooks very, very fast. So about 1 minute, you got to flip that thing.
So just the egg whites, there's no liquid added to that besides
that? Just egg whites.
Wow.
Yep, just egg whites, oats, and protein powder, and blueberries.
Okay.
And then sugar-free syrup. Make sure you get sugar-free syrup.
Of course.
And if you don't have sugar-free syrup, get Greek yogurt. That also works as well. I'm a big fan of Greek yogurt.
Greek yogurt is quite good. I am a fan of using that for smoothies with frozen berries in the morning.
Yes, that's delicious.
Yes, it's very, very tasty. Very tasty. Okay. So, all right. So, we've established that in the breakfast and things like that. Now, 5 a.m. workouts? Really?
5 a.m. workouts. Oh,
or 4-hour workouts, really.
Like
what are you doing?
Man, I'm going hard. That's what I'm doing. I'm going hard. basically, working out is the only thing I love. I don't know. That sounds really sad, doesn't it? That sounds really horribly sad.
Okay.
But working out is really the only thing I really enjoy and love doing outside of professional wrestling, all that jazz. But, for the longest time, I don't know, I was just like, oh, I got to work out because I'm a wrestler and I have to do this and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But, I got hurt recently. So, I didn't do anything in 3 months but sit around and watch Netflix and lay in bed and eat Ben and Jerry's. So, you just got bored. you think sitting around laying in bed eating Ben and Jerry's and watching Netflix wouldn't get very boring. But you do it for 3 months. Whoa, you're sick of it by then. I think I after not doing anything in 3 months, I just came back and I love working out now. It's one of my favorite things to do. I love pushing myself. I love can't do.
Okay.
I enjoy it very much. And I enjoy late night workouts the best. Because here's the key about late night workouts. My gym is 24 hours.
All right.
And the best part about late night workouts is no one is there.
True.
So I have the whole gym to myself. There's no crowded. There's no waiting for a machine. You just walk right in there, do your business. And, I work out. Probably, I try to do 2 muscle groups a day for any aspiring weightlifters out there. Last night was legs and back. So I do that for about an hour and a half-ish. Mm-hmm. And then I do maybe, half an hour, 45 minutes cardio. And I tan as well at my gym. They have tanning. So I can tan. And it's awesome because I tan at, 4 a.m. Who tans at 4 a.m.? I don't know. I do it. And it's awesome. There's no wait. You just sign your name, walk right back there, tan for 12 minutes. You're good to go. Then come home, watch Boy Meets World, go to bed, ready to rock.
It's a very complete program you have there.
It is. See, it's very complex. It's very precise.
It's true. Well, it fits in with your schedule as a professional wrestler. It's very handy that way.
Yeah, it's I don't do anything in the day, so I'm kind of just hanging out.
All right.
But like I said, it's noon right now, so by the time I go work out, it's probably going to be on my clock, it's 8 p.m., so sounds about right.
Fair enough. And on the Boy Meets World front, favorite episode?
Favorite episode? Oh, The one where Sean's dad dies. No, I'm not going to go.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to go that one. No, I'm not going to go that one. That's very sad. It's so sad. That whole, like, arc thing where, like, freaking John, the teacher, mm-hmm. like, he gets into a motorcycle accident.
Oh, yes.
And, like, his dad dies. I mean, Sean Hunter had a rough life, man.
Yeah.
I like to compare myself, and I told him this. I compare myself and Chuck Taylor to Corey Matthews and Sean Hunter very much. Chuck Taylor is Sean Hunter, of course.
Yeah,
I'm very much so Corey Matthews. So okay. we've compared that a little bit. He's also a big Boy Meets World fan as well.
See, my personal favorite.
Yeah, favorite episode. I loved it. I like the college years a lot, mm-hmm. mainly because Eric completely loses his mind. Mm-hmm. And he should be probably in a mental hospital at that point of the show. But he's so hilarious. Man, he's so funny. I'm on season 4 right now. I've kind of noticed a few things. Number one, Topanga, flaky.
Flaky?
Really flaky. Really, really flaky.
How so?
Like, for instance, in season 3, I think season 3, season 4-ish, Corey tells her he loves her. Mm-hmm. And she breaks up with him.
She's scared of commitment.
Oh, give me a break, Topanga. Give me a break. And then they get back together. Okay. And then Corey accidentally kisses another girl who was much hotter than Topanga. So I want to point out that I've never been a Topanga fan. Everyone else is very, oh, I love Topanga. She's so hot. No, she's not. She's not that hot.
Well,
okay,
I'm going to take umbrage at first. I mean, A, yes, she is, and B, how do you accidentally kiss another girl?
Well, the girl was coming on to him very, very strong.
Okay.
And she kind of initiated the kiss. Like, I don't want to say the R word, mm-hmm. because it's a PG podcast.
Sure.
But R, she graped him, I'll say that. She was a grapist.
I see. It's terrible.
She loved grapes.
Yes.
She was a grapist. She loved grapes. So... Yep, there that is.
Fair enough.
Raped him right in the mouth.
Yes. He had no will to get away.
She forced herself on him.
Okay.
And they kissed. And then he told Topanga about it. And she was okay with it. Not that big of a deal. Okay. Well, number one, that's pretty effed up. I mean, come on. I mean.
Fair enough.
He says you love. She says he tells her he loves him, loves her, and then she breaks up with him. Mm-hmm. He kisses another girl. And no big deal. And then, as the season goes on, they realize, oh, we're getting boring. We're becoming a boring couple. So she breaks up with him again.
Mm-hmm.
So, come on. She's broken up, and then she breaks up with him again down the line in the season as well, when he stays up all night with that girl, and she writes him a letter, and spoiler alert for everyone out there, but the show happened years ago, so who cares? and then she breaks up with him again.
Yeah.
So that tells me that show went on after they got married. They got divorced. They definitely got divorced.
Well, I mean, to speak on the side of Topanga, I mean, you know, with the commitment phobia and all of that, I mean, she was a very hippie girl. And I don't mean physically. I mean, she was always portrayed as that.
She was physically, too.
She was.
And that's why I wasn't a big fan.
Okay.
He's a little bigger.
You're not down for the soft dig?
No.
Okay.
All
right. But she was a
bear.
She was a little new agey, little, you know, she had some different ideas. So she doesn't want to be tied down to one person. And that's confirmed by when she's totally cool that he kissed somebody else, because she's down for an open relationship.
She's such a weird girl. Oh, my God. Girls are so stupid.
Okay.
All of them. They're all so stupid. There's any girls listening out there. You're stupid.
These are the opinions of Johnny Gargano and not anybody who hosts this podcast nor who
this
represents
this. This is the opinion of Chikara in general.
Absolutely.
Girls are stupid.
Absolutely not. Sarah Del Rey would take umbrage, I'm sure.
Sarah's okay. She probably kicked me very hard.
More than likely.
I don't want to get kicked.
Yes.
The thing can't kick me, I don't think. I don't think she's very fast in the martial arts.
Probably.
I think I'm okay there.
Yeah. I think you'd avoid something there. I mean, my personal favorite, it was actually quite early in the series, and more because of – I remember it as I was younger and being so shocked at the language that was being used. But it was the episode where Corey had to teach the class when they were reading the Diary of Anne Frank. And he referred to Sean with a very derogatory term for Italian people.
Oh, yeah, he did. I remember that.
Yes.
I do remember that episode. Wow. Yeah, that's true.
Totally caught off guard by that. I was like, oh, my God, they're saying something poignant. It was very touching in my young life when I saw that episode.
I always loved the random Vader appearances. Those are always my favorite.
They were always very good.
He's just on randomly. Just randomly in an episode. He's just standing there. I was like, oh, here's Vader. I remember distinctly when I was little, and they did the episode where I think Corey had to go to Topanga Sweet 16, some along those lines, but he also had tickets with Frankie to go see Vader wrestle Jake the Snake.
Right.
Like, I remember when that happened. Mm-hmm. I remember I was so confused as a little kid because Vader was, like, acting all nice and, like, he was all cool. And, like, Jake the Snake was all mean and everyone was booing him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait a minute, what? Like, that's not how that goes. Like, come on. Why does everyone like Vader all of a sudden? Why does everyone hate Jake the Snake? Like, that's not how it goes in the WWF right now. Like, I remember I was really thrown off by that when I was a little kid.
I think people were remembering more while Vader was a horrendous evil man who attacked Gorilla Monsoon.
He did.
I mean, Jake the Snake Roberts did terrorize Miss Elizabeth with a cobra.
That's true.
That sits a little higher for me.
You think so? I mean, Gorilla Monsoon, he roughed him up pretty bad. He also attacked a reporter in real life. So
this is true.
I mean, I guess they both got their demons and they both got their bad parts.
It all depends on which side you don't like. I mean, Jake the Snake took Warrior on that horrendous journey to try and make him something, just to put him in a, you know, have the Undertaker lock him in a coffin.
Yep, I remember that. I'm sure everyone else does listening at home.
I'm sure. they've all seen the exact same things we have. In terms of wrestler appearances, did you ever see the appearance of Ken Shamrock and The Rock on that 70s show?
I think I did when I was little. I believe I saw that as well.
Yes, and
I always loved the random wrestler appearances, like Triple H on the Drew Carey show.
Yes,
for no apparent reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what his name was.
Somewhere around, I do have, in some way, shape, or form, either on videotape, if those still exist, or DVD, the Lyle Alzado starring show called Learning the Ropes. Have you ever heard of this?
No, I have not.
Okay, Learning the Ropes was a sitcom based around...
Wait, I think I did. Yes. I did. I have heard of this.
Yep, and there were many appearances of NWA stars. Ric Flair, the Road Warriors were on there, but he was a teacher who moonlighted as a pro wrestler.
Yep, I remember seeing that on YouTube as well.
Oh, yes. Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous.
I think that was going to be good. I mean, come on, I can't see that being bad. Come on.
I mean, there's something strange about Ric Flair dispensing the good moral advice at the end of the sitcom to the young man.
I mean, come on. Anything starring a professional wrestler is normally one of the best cinema features of all time. I mean, come on. And this is the part of this conversation where we go into best movies starring a professional wrestler. And my favorite, without a shadow of a doubt, is probably Endgame, starring Kurt Angle.
Okay.
It's on Netflix right now, so if anyone's listening at home, it's not very PG, so hide the kids for this one.
Sure.
Especially the opening scene. It'll blow your mind a little bit.
Okay.
That is one of my favorites, as well as Wrong Side of Town, starring Dave Bautista and Rob Van Dam.
All right.
Another great, great movie. My favorite part of it is the fact that the cover features Dave Bautista in the middle, RVD on the side, and Ja Rule as well on the side.
Awesome.
Ja Rule was in the movie all of 3 seconds. Dave Bautista's in the movie for about maybe 25 minutes. RVD is in the movie the whole time, and yet he is not in the middle. And his acting is as good as you think it would be.
Laid back and relaxed.
Oh, it is fantastic. Yeah.
Two of my favorites, to branch out into the... I tend to go for the obscure sometimes. The classic Backyard Dogs, featuring the young man who played the Black Power Ranger.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Also, randomly, out of the blue, an appearance by Hayabusa from FMW.
That's very interesting.
It was.
That's very interesting.
There was the one scene which had me rolling when they were looking down on a character played by one Frankie Kazarian, looking down on him because while they were backyard wrestlers, he was beneath them because he was a trampoline wrestler.
Oh.
Yes. So the hierarchy.
A lot of politics back in between those two factions.
Absolutely.
Between the trampoline wrestlers and the backyard wrestlers. A lot of politics.
And then there was
a hierarchy there.
I suppose you could argue that, the trampoline wrestlers have the assistance, of course, of the trampoline. So,
it's like someone using steroids.
Exactly.
I mean, it's kind of, exactly. Performance-enhancing drugs. Come on.
Precisely. And the other one is actually a from the Land of the Rising Sun, starring Osamu Nishimura as the calamari wrestler. He is a gentleman who, I believe, runs like a seafood, like sushi store, and ends up becoming a wrestler who turns into a giant squid.
Of course he would. Why wouldn't he?
So, yeah.
I wonder who sits down and writes these things. They're like, yeah, this is good.
Yeah.
This is good right here.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to turn into a squid. Yeah, no one's going to see it coming.
Nope. It's
going to be fantastic.
It's going to destroy it.
We're going to win an award for this one, guys.
But the big
news... He's really cocky about it. Shows all his friends.
Look,
I wrote the best movie of all time.
And someone's going to make it.
He turned into a squid? Really? Yeah, he turned into a squid.
But the big news, really, when it comes to wrestling movies right now, is that finally to be released on DVD, No Holds Barred.
Really? Yeah, I saw that. Just saw that.
So everyone can rejoice, and they can hopefully WWE will release that in a 2-pack with the SummerSlam of
Hulk. They bring back Zeus for a big run.
Exactly.
He's going to go on such a tear. It's going to be fantastic.
I actually have a very random story about Zeus. He was in here in Chicago. There are a number of different parades that have to do with various things, whether it be usually having to do with drinking and being Irish. But there was one parade, and one of the guests of honor was Zeus, aka Tiny Lister, and he was there. And apparently, he was filming a movie also at the time while he was there. And in an effort to gather people from the parade to come be extras at the movie, he stole someone's bike and was riding down the street. And people just started following him off to the movie, chanting...
That's Debo. Awesome.
They were chanting, "Debo stole your bike." So
that's crazy initiative.
It was.
I give him props. Like, he came up with that.
I mean,
props for creativity. I have a whole new respect for Zeus now. He's the one who came up with that whole big plot there.
Who knows who decided to do that? But he did it. He stole parade goers to help film a movie.
Well, there it is. Wow,
yeah.
Zeus. Who knew? Who knew the mind on Zeus?
Yes. Yes.
The secret genius.
Secret genius, without a doubt, even though he looks in two different directions.
That's part of his genius.
Exactly.
He's throwing you off.
He's got his eyes on everything all at the same time.
Yep. Reads two books at once. That's how you get so smart.
Wow. I can't even... Wow. That would be good, actually.
Yeah. That'd be amazing.
Are you a big reader, Johnny?
Sometimes. I'm big into wrestling autobiographies.
Okay.
Very much so. I think I've read pretty much, big into Jericho's autobiography.
Okay.
The cool part about me, the cool part about it was like last year, I got Jericho's autobiography, his second one.
Mm-hmm.
And his first one, it was awesome because like I was going on my first tour of Japan. And I was excited because my first tour of Japan was going to pretty much mirror Jericho's first tour of Japan.
Really?
So I started in Kuroki and like end in like Sumo Hall. Mm-hmm. Like his first tour started and ended the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh my god! I was like a little kid. Like, oh, this is so cool. So like I tweeted about that, and like Jericho actually sent me a direct message and said like, good luck on your tour, be safe, work solid, and like good luck. And I was like, that's the coolest thing ever.
Wow.
That is the coolest thing ever. Like, he randomly direct messaged me. He wished me good luck on my first tour of Japan.
Brilliant. character, and your first tour went
well. I was very pumped about that. And I read his book. I'm pretty much a plane ride there, and it was fantastic. Shawn Michaels' book, Edge's book, everyone's book. I pretty much like to read as much about other people's journeys as physically possible to see what's going on.
Have you ever did you read Dynamite Kids?
I have not. I've heard good things about it, though.
Okay. It is
good things, as in...
It's a twisted story.
It's entertaining, not good things. But.
True. If you can ever get your hands on, I believe the website One Wrestling Legends, they have an imprint where they did like the Assassin's book and Ole Anderson's book and those ones. They recently just did a reprint of Lou Thesz's biography as well.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is very fascinating for like that period of history and where he talks a lot about like the early 1900s wrestling and the formation of the NWA and everything like that. It's very, very interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My friend read Hogan's book, and I love anything pertaining to Hulk Hogan.
Sure.
For starters, because most of the time it's a lie or completely like fabricated. Like at the point, like what happened, like the huge story of like how Andre the Giant weighed 900 pounds and he tore every muscle in his back when he body slammed him that day.
Yep.
Stuff like that. So I'm told pretty much his book is the exact same way as that.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty much just fabricating everything.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sit down with Hulk Hogan and like hear, have him explain everything. Like,
yeah.
Hulk Hogan, tell me about 9/11. Look, dude, people from Germany came on a boat, dude, and fired a cannon.
The person,
the Pentagon, dude. And
the person
like,
you
want
to listen to. The person you want to listen to for that is Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of thermite paint? They put thermite paint all over the entire World Trade Center, and that's what brought it down. Jesse Ventura has the most amazing way of debating with somebody because he never actually responds to any sort of point. He merely asks a question that's impossible to answer and then just says, "See, you don't know the answer to that one." So he's
Jesse Ventura.
Yeah,
and then you get the TV show about it. So there you go. That's all you got to do.
Exactly. Well, and kind of know
what you're talking about a little bit, but not really.
Yeah, and that was the most hilarious thing where he's like he's walking around there and like he's doing his show, and of course one of them he has to do about Area 51, and you know he's walking up to all these trespassing signs and everything like that, and he's like, "They won't let me in. What are they hiding?" And it's like, "What? It's a secret government base. I was a Navy SEAL and a governor. It doesn't matter. It doesn't give you access to everything in the world just because you were a governor."
I don't know. You think being Jesse Ventura, if you just walk up and say, "Look, I'm Jesse Ventura," they'd be like, oh, okay. Well, we're going to let you in.
Yeah. Yeah, it might
be. Speaking of Jesse Ventura, have you seen the, it was like a pretty much autobiography, like television special?
I saw
about Jesse Ventura's life.
I saw about 10 minutes of it, and I was appalled.
It was fantastic.
Okay.
Everyone go out of their way to go out and try and find that and watch it. Even on YouTube. There's clips on YouTube of it.
Okay.
Like, my favorite part of it is, like, there's a point. I don't know why this pertains to Jesse Ventura's life,
mm-hmm.
but there's a point where, and I'm sitting there, I'm watching this, I'm like, no. They can't be going where I think they're going with this. There's this old-time wrestler. He's like this old guy. And he's wrestling Raven that night. He's wrestling for WCW, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There's this old-time wrestler. And, like, he's getting ready to retire. And he comes up to Jesse Ventura. He's like, "They're going to make me lose in my hometown tonight, Jesse." And I'm like, "Oh, no. Don't tell me they're going where they're going with this." And he's like, "Look, I'll go talk to Big Rob," or whatever the heck his name was. It was implying it was Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, "Look, there'll be a smog, okay? There doesn't have to be an ending. Look, no problem." And he's like, "Okay, good." And Jesse Ventura is doing commentary, and during the match, Raven locks on a sharpshooter. I'm like, "Oh no, come on." Raven locks on a sharpshooter, Big Rob really comes out, rings the bell. And I don't know why that needs to be in that
exactly.
I don't understand why Raven has to be subject to this guy. And why anything pertaining to Montreal has anything to do with Jesse Ventura. I was like, "Oh, come on. Why did that in there?" And then Jesse Ventura like runs at some guy. And like, that's how he quit, apparently. That's why he quit wrestling, is that.
Right.
That was the reason he quit wrestling.
It wasn't because his heart was about to explode and he wisely got out.
No.
See, that's why wrestling's such an amazing thing in this world.
It is. You can see
see Raven do a sharpshooter for no apparent reason. He's a young kid. They're starting to catch on to. Okay, it was Raven.
Fantastic.
The kids all love Raven.
They do.
That's what the guy says. Yep.
Yeah, I mean,
very popular nowadays.
How could you not love Raven?
Come on.
I mean, they stole his name for
Even Flow DBT. DBT, come on.
That's right. They stole his name for a TV show. That's why everybody around wrestling always said, "Ah, that's so Raven."
Yep.
So now they. Now everybody thinks it's Raven Simone.
I was always surprised he never used that as catchphrase. Like on the indies, just like I don't know, in TNA or something. I don't know.
Maybe just one day.
Like, hey, that's a Raven. People would have loved it.
I think it would have. I think a number of people would have enjoyed that without a doubt.
I wonder if it was trademarked. It might have been trademarked. You may have gotten a lot of trouble if you would have said it.
It's a Disney property, so it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah,
they're pretty.
Those people at Disney, they're sneaky.
There is. How can you say people at Disney are sneaky?
They're just sneaky.
They
you
just
never
are.
Know what they're thinking. You never know what they're doing. I mean, look at all their teen stars. Look at all their little kid stars. They never turn out good.
Jodie Foster turned out fine.
Who considered Jodie Foster a Disney made star?
What? She was a star at Disney. She was a child star at Disney.
She don't count.
Because she made it out okay, she doesn't count.
Yeah, she don't count. Look at like Hilary Duff. Look at Hilary Duff from Lizzie McGuire.
She seems fine.
Oh, look at Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
I'll
give you Lindsay Lohan, without a doubt.
Let's hope Miley Cyrus goes on a different path.
We can only hope.
I don't know about that, though. I mean, come on. Your dad's Billy Ray Cyrus. I can't see you turning out well either way.
Probably not. Probably not.
As much as I love Billy Ray Cyrus, I mean, come on.
Sure. I mean, she's, unfortunately, and no offense to the individuals out here that have that, but she has the curse of too much gum when she smiles.
Yeah, she's not bad looking, though. I think she's better looking than Topanga. And I'm sure people out there listening are going to fight me on that. You're going to fight me. It's going to be a big thing. And Johnny Gargano thinks that Miley Cyrus is better looking than Topanga, which she is.
Yeah, but see, Miley is rapidly approaching that that Tara Reid voice, which everyone likes to think is nice, but is actually horrendous and kind of convinces you that there's some sort of disease floating around inside.
I used to like Tara Reid back in the day. I like her eyes. I think it's the eyes.
Sure, I can see.
She got fantastic eyes. Cousin Nearly is a very lucky man.
Who's she?
Is he even still alive? Is Carson Daly still alive? I think he is.
I'm pretty sure Carson
nowadays,
did.
Right?
Yeah, they've shipped him off to some super late night show where he thinks he's still relevant to Maroon music, but not so much. He is one of the most boring interviewers I have ever seen in my life. Like he was having an interview with Glenn Howerton from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He plays Dennis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Glenn had to struggle to actually get any sort of interesting content out of this interview because Daly had no ability to actually engage him in a proper conversation.
I can see that. I don't know why he ever got popular to begin with.
Yeah.
I never understood it. I never got it. What was the show? He hosted, like, what was it?
TRL.
Yeah, TRL. There it was.
Yep.
He hosted TRL back in the day, and all, like, the little teeny boppers were all crazy with Carson Daly.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was like, Carson Daly was okay.
Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, he got the date Tara Reid, which is he's doing pretty good for himself. He got to date Tara Reid for a little bit.
I guess.
But.
I mean, you know, people bag on Ryan Seacrest, but Ryan Seacrest eats Carson Daly's lunch.
Literally,
yeah. I mean,
literally
he just
eats his lunch.
He walks over and he takes it
and grabs it and grabs his lunch and eats it.
He's allowed to.
I don't know what Carson Daly eats for lunch. I don't even I can see him eating. Did he gain weight? I haven't seen him in a while. He looks like he would gain weight.
No, he just looks like he's an in shape guy. He just looks normal. I have a feeling he eats. I have a feeling he's a big fan of eating sandwiches, but specifically refers to them as grinders. I don't know why.
I've never heard anyone refer to a sandwich that way ever.
Really? It's like I'm trying to remember which locale in the Northeast it is, but it's one of the names for a hoagie or a sub.
All right.
It's one of the local names for something like that.
Speaking of sandwiches, how do I get Jimmy John's as a sponsor in Chikara? That's what I want to know.
That would be pretty awesome.
I want to get the Jimmy John's logo on the back of my shirt and on my gear. Working out for a certain someone else. So, I mean, come on, he got it. Why can't I have it?
Exactly. I was going to say, talk to Eric Cannon. He knows about getting sponsorships.
Yeah. I want to be the official Ben and Jerry's wrestler. It's kind of contradictory.
Mm.
But, like, I think if I'm eating Ben and Jerry's and I'm still in shape, that's pretty impressive.
You are the Jared of Ben and Jerry's.
There you go. So, like, that would show the people, oh, man, like, I can eat Ben and Jerry's too.
Just convince, find a good marketing plan that says you ate Ben and Jerry's for at least one meal every day and you lost 40 pounds.
Oh, that would never happen. I'd have to eat just Ben and Jerry's, maybe just one scoop of Ben and Jerry's one day.
There you go. That would work.
I can only eat it, like, once every, like, 3 weeks. And I feel horrifically fat after I eat that anyway, so...
Are you a cheat day individual when it comes to your diet?
I am.
You are.
I am a huge binge eater, and it's sickening. It's horrifically sickening what I am able to take in.
Okay.
Alex Shelley is also a big binge eater.
Okay.
So we always compare notes on what we do binge eating wise. Alex Shelley does probably an hour and a half of cardio a day, which is really not good for you. But he does it on the elliptical every single day, and I'm trying to get him to stop, but he won't. But, yeah, we always compare notes on what we eat binge eating wine, and it's sickening. It's like one pizza, a sleeve of Oreos, like Ben and Jerry's, a piece of cake, like five chicken tenders, a bag of chips. Like, it's sickening. Wow. If you saw me eat on my cheat day, I eat enough in one cheat day to last me probably a month of junk food eating. So, very counterproductive.
I was going to say, eating all that in one cheat day, I mean, aren't you basically just working that off for the remainder of the week?
Pretty much. That's pretty much how that works.
Okay. All right.
That's pretty much how that works.
Gotcha. So why have the cheat day? Why not just eat?
I think I would go insane if I didn't eat a cheat day. I feel like when I eat bad, I feel awful. I feel horrible. I don't know why I do it. I eat like, I'm just so sick. I'm so lethargic, and I'm like, oh, I feel so bad. Then when I eat good, I feel, oh, I'm all uppity, and I'm nice, and I'm being a little decent, and I can actually move, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I think if I eat bad, it just I feel so bad. I don't know how people do eat bad, like, eat, like, crappy.
What if you had, like, small amounts throughout the week instead of having one cheat day? Like, you had, say...
I feel so fat, I think.
Like, you think it would just be that, like, bad? All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just a mindset thing.
Sure.
I think once you get in, like, a rhythm of eating good every day, it gets a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if, like, I have no off switch when it comes to eating. So I think if I eat, like, I have no portion control at all either.
Mm-hmm.
So if I eat, like, one scoop of Ben and Jerry's, it's going to turn into a whole thing of Ben and Jerry's, and that's going to turn into something else. That's going to turn into something else. So, like, if I can't have, like, a little something, I have to, like, completely just... cut it off. Not allowed to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I do eat, like, one chip, it's going to turn into, like, 100 chips. So I can't do that.
So how do you turn that switch back on after your cheat day to go back to eating well the next day?
I look at myself and I say, oh, man, I'm so fat. I need to be fat anymore.
You endorse body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just look at myself and I'm like, oh, my God, I look so bad. And I probably don't. I look so bad in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just turn it back on.
All right. Fair enough. Well, I mean, all this this training and this hard work must have paid off for, as I'm sure everybody knows who's listening to this podcast right now, a big congratulations goes towards the group that is Team Fist, as you did regain the tag team titles.
We did. We made history. First ever, two times, Kevin Owens de Parejas.
Wow.
Me and Chuck Taylor, first team to ever win that title twice. So there you go. History was made last weekend in Indiana.
That's very good, and I'm sure you celebrated in some glorious way.
On the way home, we stopped at Dairy Queen, and I had a peanut butter cup lizard, and I also ate a bunch of cookies from Subway. That's how I celebrated. I think Chuck Taylor ate Taco Bell, he told me he was going to get. So there you go.
Okay.
He's a little less on the dieting than I am, but I mean... A little bit less. He's a big Taco Bell guy.
See, I need to go to Taco Bell because I have not yet had the Dorito taco.
Oh, you haven't? It's not bad. Not too bad.
As soon as I saw they had the cheesy Gordita Crunch was back, I made a beeline for that. I'm a big fan of that.
The Dorito taco will get your hands all, like, cheesy.
Oh, that's a good
one. Like, it's okay. It's okay. Like, it's not bad. I suggest getting the Supreme, the Dorito Locos Tacos Supreme, as opposed to just the regular Dorito Locos Tacos.
Okay.
I feel that it tastes better, but there you go.
This is the Supreme.
This is my analysis on the Doritos Locos Taco.
Okay. All right. You heard it here first, everyone. Dorito Locos Taco Supreme.
Supreme.
Johnny Gargano endorsed. See, there's another endorsement you can go after.
I can go after Taco Bell.
That's right.
I like how Andre's going to be the dunk food guy. Like, oh, there's an official Taco Bell wrestler. And official Ben and Jerry's wrestler.
That's right. That's right. But again, everyone will see how good a shape you are in, and they will just immediately run to Taco Bell.
Yes, just like how everyone goes to Subway, and they get subs, and they ask for, oh, what dressing do you want? Oh, I'll get the ranch, and just throw, like, salami on there. And we're like, this is the worst subs physically possible. I'll get 3 cookies and a bag of chips and a pop. And, like, don't work if you do that. I'm pretty sure Jared wasn't doing that. But
probably not. Yeah, he was having maybe a couple slices of turkey and 1 slice of cheese and a whole lot of vegetables.
Yep. See, I don't even get cheese when I go to Subway. Don't even get cheese. And it sucks. I like cheese.
Yeah.
I can't eat it.
Cheese is important.
I love it. I'm such a cheese guy. But, you know.
No. Favorite
can't
cheese?
Can't get it. But favorite cheese? I like Parmesan.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I'm an Italian guy, so like, I like Parmesan.
There you go.
Like I said, I grew up in a restaurant, so like it was pretty much a pizza place. So like I pretty much lived off pizzas and making pizzas and anything involving pizzas.
Gotcha.
It's always awesome now because like when my dad goes out of town, he always asks me to go in and like just like watch to make sure the shop doesn't implode. I don't know why he would do that, but he just wants to make sure I'm there, just making sure nothing goes wrong, I guess. Which I'm a horrible person to put in control. Anywhere. Don't trust me with anything. He puts me there, and it's always awful, because, like, especially if I'm, like, dieting that day, because I'm around all these donuts and all this stuff that I can just randomly grab and eat if I'd like.
Sure.
Because it's free.
Yep.
But I normally try to schedule my cheat days around there, too, and I get incredibly sick again. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, I when I was in college, I worked as a line cook at, I'm sure with all your travels to Pennsylvania, you might have stopped there on occasion, at Eaton Park.
Yep, very much so. I'm a big fan of Eaton Park midnight breakfast buffet.
Oh.
Or 2 a.m. breakfast, whatever time they start the breakfast buffet. I like those.
Yes. I did many things there. I was a baker there for a while. I did make the cookies, the smiley face cookies, which are awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But when I was a line cook, I did really find that most of the day I simply spent noshing on French fries and bacon.
Yep. See, that's all you do when you're in a kitchen. That's the worst thing, too, because the French fries are just there.
Yep.
So, like, you just want to grab one and eat it. Like, it's so hard not to.
Yeah.
Because you smell them, and you're like, ah.
They're so
good.
Come
on.
One of the most perfect foods.
French fries?
Oh, yeah.
I probably agree with you on that. I like potatoes. I'm a big potato guy as well.
Sure.
I'm a big everything guy, apparently. I'm using that phrase a lot in this conversation.
Absolutely. But that's okay. That's all right. Hey, food is a necessary thing. Without it, we die. So it's okay to like food.
See, I've been very lucky because like, my dad owns a catering company, owns a restaurant, so I get free food. Mm-hmm. And my mom is a beautician and a hairdresser, so I get free haircuts whenever I like them.
Nice.
So I pretty much have everything I've ever wanted ever in my life. So I'm pretty okay.
Johnny Gargano, set for life.
I am, see?
All right, Johnny.
My stylish haircut, you... and that's from my mom, everyone, so just so you know.
So if anyone wants a nice haircut, call Johnny Gargano's mom.
Yep, call my mom, and she will give you an awesome haircut like I have currently.
She's listed in the phone book simply as Johnny Gargano's mom, yes?
Yep, definitely.
Oh, okay, good.
She has a Twitter, too, at Johnny Gargano's mom. So follow her.
Absolutely. Everyone follow. Speaking of Twitter, I know you're, as you've mentioned a couple of times, you are active in the Tweeterverse and all of that good stuff.
I am.
How about as we wind down this podcast, you let everyone know how they might be able to get in touch with you should they so desire.
If you'd like to talk to me, I'm pretty decent to talk to. I'm decently friendly, and I'm fairly fun. You can find me on Twitter at Johnny Gargano. I'm fairly entertaining sometimes, I'd like to think. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TheJohnnyGargano. The regular Johnny Gargano was taken.
Ooh.
Some guy. I don't know who he is. I tried to change it to just Johnny Gargano because I didn't want to be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to change it to just Johnny Gargano, and some guy's already Johnny Gargano. So I couldn't have that, so I'm me, Johnny Gargano. So find me on Facebook there, and you can talk to me and see what I'm doing. I'm probably hanging out. If you're up at like 1 a.m., I'll probably be at the gym. So if you want to talk to me about being at the gym, I'll probably ignore you. But at least you can know that you're talking to me while I'm at the gym and I'm seeing your message while I'm there.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, also, we should announce, obviously, you just got, as we've mentioned a couple of times, you had a very successful swing through the Midwest. And I don't know if anything is 100% set yet, but where might people, possibly in Chikara, possibly other environments, where might they be able to see you wrestle should they be so inclined?
I am wrestling pretty much everywhere in the world. Okay. This weekend I'm in St. Louis at St. Louis Anarchy and IWA Unlimited. Me and Chuck Taylor are teaming up in two different matches, I believe. And then next weekend I'm in North Carolina for Evolve. And after that, I believe I have Chikara. I believe I should be there.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm wrestling all over. So you can go over and check out those websites, chikarapro.com, as always, DGUSA.tv, all that good stuff, and just support independent professional wrestling because we all very much so need it.
Absolutely. Well said. Couldn't have been said any better. All right, Johnny, I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to join me on this podcast.
It's no problem. I'm glad that I hope everyone out there this now, tomorrow morning, makes a great protein pancake. I'd like to hear. Take pictures of it and send them to me if you do make one. Let's see how good they are and see how good they turn out. So I'm glad I was able to put some protein pancake knowledge in everyone in this podcast. If you take anything away from listening to this, just take away that recipe. And that's it.
Good words for Johnny Gargano. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this week. And join us again next week, hopefully, when we have more fun conversation and maybe possibly more pancake recipes.